Welcome to Torah Imecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be learning Hosea, Perek Yudalad, Chapter 14. Perek begins to Hashem Shomron. Shomron is going to be destroyed. Ki marata belokeha, because rebelled against Hashem. Becherev yipolu olalehem yirtashu v'aryosav yivkau. They're going to fall by the sword. The little ones are going to be trampled. The pregnant ones are going to be split open. There is no hope for Shomron left. This is complete destruction. And then Hosea begins in the second verse. And this is not only the continuation of Parshat Vayetze, it's also the Haftorah for Shabbat Shuva. And indeed, the Shabbos before, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, gets its name based on the beginning of this verse. Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Yes, there's going to be destruction. However, Lachain, therefore, Hashem turns to us and says, because of this harshness, Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Do tshuva to Hashem your God. And as Rashi points out, Hashem and Elokecha, the two names of Hashem, the first name is mercy, the second is justice. Do tshuva while Hashem is still your God, a God of mercy, before he has to punish you and you have to return as being forced. Ki chashalta bavonecha, because you have stumbled on your sin. And the Gemara here learns, how can you stumble on your sin? Stumbling is accidental. Avon is a sin done on purpose. The Gemara learns that one does tshuva, accidental sins done on purpose turn into accidental sins. That your avon turns into a kishalom. That, the Gemara says, is if you do tshuva out of fear. If you do tshuva, if you repent out of love, then your sins done on purpose turn into mitzvos, because your tshuva becomes a medium of connection to God, and that very negative force turns into a positive force. And Hosea turns to the people and tells them how to do tshuva. Ku imachem varim, take with you words, either words of Torah or words of confession. Vishuvu el Hashem. In the previous verse, it was ad Hashem Elokecha, until Hashem, which is more distant. El is up close. Imru elav, say to him, kol tisa avon, forgive all our sin. Vikach tov, and take good in its place. Unishalma parim svatenu, and we will pay with our lips of our mouths instead of with animals. And this is the source that the Gemara uses, the Talmud states, that we have our prayers instead of sacrifices. Unushama parim svatenu. Here the Rabbeinu Yonah learns, imru elav kol tisavon, that's not enough just to do tshuva. We have to daven to Hashem of kol tisavon. Part of the tshuva process is tefillah, to ask Hashem to forgive us. And the fourth verse describes the forgiveness of the people at that time. They're able to say, Ashur lo yoshenu, Assyria will not save us. Al sus lo nirkav, we're not going to go to Egypt to get horses to be saved from there. Velo nomar od Eloheinu l'maseh yadenu, we're no longer going to call the work of our hands God. Asher becha yirucham yatom, it is on you, Hashem, who has mercy on the orphans. This, after all we've learned in Hosea, is the quintessential tshuva. They're not turning to other nations. They're not turning to the gods that they've made with their hands, those little idols they carried with them. They recognize Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, just like an orphan has no one to turn to but Hashem. They realize, Ein Ami Lishein Elavinu Shemashamayim, they have no one to turn to but Hashem. This was the people able to do tshuva and recognize their only place, the only being to turn to is Hashem. And therefore Hashem's response is, Erpa Meshuvatam, I will heal their backwardness. Ohaveim Nidava, I will love them freely. Kishav Api Mimenu, because my anger has turned away from them. Generally, when someone gets into a fight and you have reconciliation, it's not to the same extent as it originally was. Here Hashem says, Ohaveim Nidava, I will love them with the same intensity of love. And now we have a vision of what this love is going to look like in the future. when Klal Yisrael ultimately will do tshuva, right? V'shavta at Hashem Elokecha, what will this love look like? And we have the description beginning in the sixth pasuk. Eheya katal Yisrael, I will be like dew to Israel. Yifraka shoshana, and they will blossom like a rose. Dew is consistent. It happens every single day, unlike rain. Hashem's love for us is going to be consistent, of eternal love. It's going to be beautiful like the rose. Vayachshar shav kalvano. The challenge with the rose is it has very weak roots. So therefore Hashem describes the roots, the connection with Hashem is going to be strong as the cedar trees. It's going to be a very deep connection. The Yashar HaKadosh describes Katal Yisrael like the dew, the well-known dew, the dew of resurrection. That Hashem is going to inspire the people to do tshuva and they're going to blossom like a shoshana. The rose is able to take the dew and allow itself to open its petals. We are going to be able to bring out that closed part of us and we are going to open ourselves up like a beautiful rose, with the inspiration that Hashem will send us to do tshuva continuously in deepening our relationship with Hashem. And that deepened relationship continues in verse 7. Yehu yom kotav, using the imagery of those roots, they're going to spread like little branches. Vehi kezait hodo, and these trees are just going to spread and they're going to be as beautiful as the olive tree. The olive is around all year. It's fresh, vibrant. Vireach lo kalvanon, and the smell is going to be like the beautiful smell of the cedar. The commentators explain the smell is a reference to our reputation. Now the Jewish reputation isn't so good, doesn't smell so good. In the future, we're going to look at Jews with such a powerful and beautiful feeling. Yeshuvu Yoshvei Betzilo, those who had sat in Eretz Yisrael or under Hashem's guidance are going to return to sit in Eretz Yisrael under Hashem's guidance. Yechayu Dagan, they're going to be able to have plenty of food. V'yifrachu Kagafen, they're going to multiply like the vine. Zichro Kiyein Levanon, and the memory is going to be like that of beautiful wine of Levanon. The Jewish people are going to once again be able to multiply, be prosperous, and have a great reputation. And now Hosea turns back to his people after he's giving this such a beautiful imagery of sustenance, of love, of being able to grow and to prosper. He turns to the people in verse 9 and he says to them, Ephraim, madly olat sabim, Ephraim, how much longer are you going to be involved in idolatry? Aniti vashurenu, I will respond to you every time I look down on you. Ani kivrosh ranan, I'm like an ever-fresh cypress tree. From me, your fruit will be provided. Whatever you need, Hashem says, I am there to always look and see what your needs are and to respond to your needs. And this is Hosea's calling throughout all of these chapters. Hashem says, I am so close. I love you so much. Why do you turn to anything aside from me? Whatever you need, kaveel Hashem, turn to Hashem, long to Hashem, Hashem will respond. And Hosea ends in the final pasuk, verse 10, Mi chacham v'yavein eila, who is wise and understands these things? Navon v'yida'ein, those who understand will know these things. Ki yisharim darchei Hashem, the ways of Hashem are straight. V'tzadikim yelchuvam uposhli mikashlubam. The righteous will walk on these paths and the sinners are going to stumble on these paths. Notes Rav Dessler, what are the Darchei Hashem, the paths of Hashem? These are the interaction Hashem has with each and every person in all that we apprehend, what we see, what we hear, what we experience. All these are Shluchei Hashem. All these are emissaries of God to make us closer to Him, to walk the straight path. Hashem has direct Hashkacha, divine providence, holding our hand throughout all of the experiences in life. Rishaim stumble on these paths. They use them to bring them further away from Hashem. and tzaddikim enable themselves to see that all that transpires is coming from a benevolent God, and they utilize these experiences to grow ever closer to Hashem. And that is indeed the calling of Shabbos Shuva. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Notes Rav Elia Lopian, return Israel ad Hashem Elokecha, until Hashem is Elokecha. He's your God. You have a personal relationship with Him. You're able to see Him wherever you turn. You're able to acknowledge all that happens comes from Him. And when we're able to feel and see that Hashkacha Prati, that divine providence, and we're able to utilize these experiences to come closer to Hashem, we have indeed learned the lesson that Hosea has been trying to teach us for the last 14 chapters. There is no other relationship as close and as intimate, the yediyah, the knowledge, be adatat Hashem, than the knowledge of Hashem. May we be zocha to experience this within our lives. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.